Pods Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right, we've done all the work. All you have to do is press play and listen to us talk about a band. I mean, it really, really doesn't get much simpler than that for you. But I will say, I'm a happy idiot. Sometimes you take the easy way out, and I'm a happy idiot because today we are talking about TV on the Radio. And this is a band, you know, I'll get into the precise stuff, but this is yet another instance where Justin didn't know anything going in. But Adam, you put them up on the board, I think just before we actually did Block Party. We were just talking about this, but I think technically they went on the board before Block Party, but you put them up on the board. So talk to me about your relationship with TV on the Radio.
Yeah, I first heard, so we've got a national radio station in Australia called Triple J. I don't know if you guys have heard of it before.
Oh, yeah.
They play a lot of alternative music, and around that sort of 2000, early, mid-2000s, I heard Wolf Like Me on the radio, and I just was blown away because I wasn't particularly open to new music at that stage. I was really heavily into anything that sounded like my favorite band. So the Pixies sound of that particular song really resonated with me. And I just absolutely loved it. But then, I went and listened to Return to Cookie Mountain, which also had rave reviews, and it did not connect with me at all. I don't think I was open enough. I wanted all the songs to sound like Pixies songs, and they don't. So I then sort of forgot about them for a while, to be honest. And then when I started getting a few years later into David Bowie quite a lot and a lot of his collaborations. So Arcade Fire, he did a collaboration there on Reflector, and then saw that there was a TV on the Radio collaboration. And that kind of got me back in, and I think I was a lot more open to new sounds and different approaches, and that's kind of where it happened for me. One of the bands with the most eclectic bunches, the most eclectic range of influences I've probably ever heard of, that if you put them together, so on the Wikipedia page, it says their influences are Bad Brains, Earth, Wind & Fire, Nancy Sinatra, Serge Gainsbourg, Brian Eno, Pixies, Prince, and Sushi and the Banshees. And the thing about that, which I find one of the things I love about them the most is that if you listen to one song of those, you won't hear all of those influences in one song. But it is spread through their discography. But here's the magic: their discography hangs together so cohesively. It's not funny. Their albums, they're an album band. They hold together cohesively, even though they've got a huge range of sounds and influences in there, which I'm sure we'll dig into when we get into the gameplay. But yeah, that's my relationship. I think a very underrated band.
Very underrated. Yeah, I can definitely get that, because when we, as mentioned before, we were doing Block Party, Jenny, this is where you jumped in. You actually said, Block Party reminds me of TV on the Radio, and then you're like, yes. Oh wait, I didn't sign up for them.
Yeah, well, I think I didn't know at the time, and I looked it up like live on the air and signed myself up. So I think I had a similar start. A friend of mine actually played Wolf Like Me for me, and I was again blown away. It was something that I like never heard before, but it was right in my wheelhouse. And I listened to Cookie Mountain, and like I wouldn't say it was like immediately my favorite album or anything, but I loved it. And it became a thing where like if you ever go to a new restaurant and you try a dish and you absolutely love it, and every time you go back you just want that same thing because you're afraid to try something else and like, maybe it's not going to be as good. That's kind of how I was with this band for a long, long time. I just kind of didn't branch out past the songs that I was familiar with because I was kind of afraid that like it wasn't going to be as good as Wolf Like Me. And then, so what ended up happening for me that wrote me back in, I was watching Breaking Bad, and there's a scene where they use a TV on the Radio song, and I knew who it was immediately, even though I'd never heard the song. I was like, that's TV on the Radio, isn't it? Holy shit, this song is so great. And so I went and listened to that album, and I was like, oh no, these guys are good. I need to listen to all of them. So yeah, like, and like I said, it kind of fits right into my wheelhouse. I never looked up what their influences were, but as you read that list, every single one of them makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah, and I'm probably getting a little bit ahead, but it was kind of a weird list to put together because I'm more familiar with the albums. So it was kind of hard to pull songs out, but mm-hmm. I'll shut up about that for now.
So, I mean, I guess to tag onto that point, like as we're putting it all together, I had left an EP out and Ben, you jumped in after one of the first Radiohead sessions and said, you know, you signed up for this, but as we're putting this one together, you said, if we leave this EP off, I'm going to throw a tantrum. So talk to me about this band and why this is your first proper episode of Deprogrammed.
Yeah, so I mean, similar to Adam, my big musical obsession for a long time when I was in my late teens after watching Fight Club was Pixies. I loved Pixies. And then watched Eternal Sunshine and became obsessed with Beck. And that's how I found a lot of my musical interest early on was through movies. But 2006, Beck released The Information, and he was doing a bunch of TV stuff. And one of the programs, I forgot, it was like some MTV thing, but he performed. And then right after him, TV and the Radio did Wolf Like Me. And they were just so energetic. Like, their live performances are nuts. Their energy is crazy, especially that song. And that album had been getting so many rave reviews, so I was like, oh, I'll give this a shot. And I really connected with a few of the songs, not the whole album, but the vibe of it was like nothing I'd ever heard. Like, there's no, and still I've never heard another band sound like Return to Cookie Mountain. Like, that's such a singular work in my mind. And so I was like, but they're kind of not like, I don't know. I wasn't full on obsessed yet. I just really liked it. And then Dear Science came out and I saw them live, and that's when I like dove into their back catalog and the, it's like, you know, obscure, like the Health Rock EP and all this stuff. And that's when I started listening to Young Liars a lot and really loved that album. And and yeah, it's sort of inverse to you, Jenny. I got into Breaking Bad because I saw they used DLC or DLZ on there, and I was like, oh shit, that's so cool. This must be a good show. And yeah, I mean, I've had the fortune of seeing them live a number of times. I've met a few of the members, and they just, it's
really
what, yeah, they're really what down to earth guys, like really immediately very conversational, very kind, just cool people. But yeah, I think, yeah, incredibly underrated band, and really sad they haven't done anything in a decade. But yeah, also like happy that they are batting 100. They just haven't released a bad album, so yeah. You know, I'd rather that than them sort of peter out. So yeah, I'm excited to start getting into this and hearing people's favorites, because that's the thing I think with this band more than most is whenever I talk to people who like them or I introduce them to somebody, they connect to a song that I would never think would be the one they connect to. So I'm excited to hear people's picks.
Firstly, I have to address this. The fact you listed two of my favorite movies of all time, Fight Club and Eternal Sunshine, and Beck's cover of Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime is something everybody should seek out immediately and listen. I adore that song. But it is funny in that list of influences, Beck didn't come up. I definitely heard Beck a few times throughout the catalog. Yeah. I definitely heard Radiohead a couple times throughout the catalog. And, you know, it's not like they were things that I kept returning to, but like this is definitely all sorts of sounds. And I think to Ben's point, since they're so nice, that's probably why I haven't heard of them. I tend to hear a lot about the dicks, like the people who are out there being assholes. Those are the ones that come.
I mean, you listen to Smashing Pumpkins.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't know, like some, like I feel like the name, like I'd heard the name, I think I had, you know, seen a couple like TV appearances, and I think maybe somebody had suggested, hey, you should like this, which is almost never the way to approach me with a band. It's it almost never works out. But I don't know. I never made time for them. And very glad to have, except this next round. Here's where we're going to get into it. So, Adam, as again, this isn't like a painfully deep discography as far as like tracks, but it isn't an easy one. So, like as you're combing through, like what are you looking to pluck together to put your 20?
I'd have to say I actually think this has been one of the hardest ones for me. Actually, yes. I think I might say that every time. So, because I've got a short memory. But I found it very difficult. I had 40 and got to 30. And really, I've got 30 top 20 songs. So it was so hard. I then started swapping things in and out. Got myself in a little bit of a mess. But I think for me, there's three albums that really stand out for me. And I might not really talk about which ones they are until we get into gameplay, but there's three in particular. And there's one, I have a favorite album, which I could have taken every song off pretty much. So I got to the 20. I wouldn't say that I've got a hugely balanced list because of that, those particular albums that I really resonate with. And I feel like they had an absolute purple patch as well. So, yeah, look, it wasn't fun, Justin, if I'm honest. And I'm not sure why I'm doing this.
Same.
But, you know, I ask myself every week, why am I doing this? My pain is your pleasure. So, Jenny, you definitely weren't finishing your list right when you jumped on the call. So.
No, definitely not. I finished like 5 minutes before. it was a lot of trouble. I mean, I think I mentioned the other day, I was like, man, this is really hard. And the problem was that like when I would sit down and listen to them, I listened to an album and I don't necessarily like pick one song from the other. It's just the album. So I found myself having to put that list that you made and put everything on shuffle and just see what stands out. And that really helped me like shake down like, you know, what I wanted to include and what I didn't, because some things that they have, some of their songs really sound better in the scope of the album. And like when you're putting together this list of like, you know, here's a song that stands on its own. This might be the first song that somebody's ever heard of TV on the Radio. Like some of their songs like start out very slow and build and they're fantastic, but you kind of have to hear everything else around it. You have to be in that album experience. So like I said, I putting everything on shuffle may be my new overall strategy because it really ended up working pretty well. And I really had to like look at some of the songs that I wrote notes and I said, I love this song, but you know, it's 6 minutes long and it takes 2 minutes to get to the meat of it, you know, and I had to let it go. So, and then I also kind of picked some weird stuff that like, I don't know if it's going to make it through, but I just wanted to call it out and make sure that, you know, it gets into discussion. So I've got some curveballs in there.
The world must know these songs. So Ben, this being your first time here and first time choosing the songs this way with like a different intent, as mentioned, you did the championship edition, which is here are the best, which doesn't always pan out, when you're doing it this way. Did you find your list making different or how did you approach it?
Yeah, I did not finish my list until like half an hour before this. And yeah, I had a really hard time. I mean, this is a band where a lot of their songs are ones that I've built up strong associations or connections to, or really, again, like I feel like they're a deep cut band where they have singles that have broken through and gained some popularity, but I feel like they're a band where they really songs continue to reveal themselves years later. And And so then trying to think, well, how do I, you know, pick what the best starter songs are? And I kind of had a breakthrough moment when I realized, when I did think about, I push this band on everybody I can, right? I'm always trying to go, hey, check out TV on the Radio. And what I realized was everybody who I've gotten into the band really has connected through a different song. And there's been stuff that I would thought, oh, like, never in a million years would I suggest this one. And it's immediately their favorite one. And that in some ways liberated me, because I was like, you know what? I almost don't feel like I can guess what the best starter songs are. I can just connect with the ones that jumped out to me first. And so then that kind of helped me narrow the list down and go, okay, what were the songs that I first connected to with this band, that first resonated with me when I was listening to an album, or that, you know, when I first heard it, that I connected to. And that did help wean it down a little bit. But yeah, this is a tough one.
So it bears repeating. I don't know why I do this. My first pass netted me 37. I was being very strict on, because, you know, as you guys mentioned, this is you could tell immediately this is an album band. And, you know, after the first record, I was just like, okay, I feel like I have like seven of the songs here. This is a bad start. Like, this is not good. So I kind of had to fine tooth it, you know, as I was making my first pass. And then, like, as I'm going through the second time, I mean, when you realize that the band is kind of all over the place, like sound wise, like there isn't necessarily a centralized vein to find. Then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to just make cuts willy-nilly, I think, because otherwise I'm going to fine-tooth pick and comb through all of this, you know? I don't want to do that. So I feel like I got it down to like 26, and then I was like, all right, these last six have just got to go. And then I only cut out five. I cut the last one either yesterday afternoon or this morning. And I was like, all right, well, one has to go. I think it's between these two. This one's got to go. And I'll tell you ahead of time, most of these, they're not going to have reasons. I mean, I'd like to have reasons for why I cut a song, but I almost never do anymore. So, you know, that's my little forward on that. I don't have reasons for why I dropped X song X, Y, or Z. So please don't be too mad at me. But that brings us to the next question, because this is where I feel like it's going to start getting difficult, because it sounds like already that this could be messy. So based on everything we've said so far, Adam, how many do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
I think if we had a three-person panel, I'd probably go with a reasonably high number, but four always is harder anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's... But there are some songs that I think we will likely find each other, I think. And I think there's four of those, so I'm going to go four.
Four. That sounds like a good number. What do you think, Jenny?
I'm going to go on the optimistic side this time and say five.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. And I'll explain this to Ben, even though I'm sure he knows, but anytime there's somebody new, I like to explain it to the person listening and anybody who's listening at home. This is for the final say, which means if you hit the number directly on the head, you get to pick the 10th song, no questions asked. That means it could be out of the dumpster, or it could be one that's still alive that you just want. Like, nobody can question your pick. How many do you think we're going to get through unanimously, Ben?
Oh, shit. That's cool. I like that. What if two people guess the same number?
You can't. That's so four and five are off the board.
Oh, well, I'm gonna go. Oh, fuck me. All right. six seems insane. I'm gonna go three.
Okay. Well, if six seems insane, I'm insane. I'm gonna take six.
Nice.
I mean, I don't want the pressure of it anyway. You guys know this. So, although that has not worked out for me very well this year so far. All right. So I'm going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, we won't play the game. It's Deprogrammed. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The four of us have combed through the TV on the radio discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given TV on the radio the time of day. And like, as we started talking, a song has come up several times here. It made my list, and it was really high on my list anyway. It wasn't going to be the first one, but like, it sounds like an elephant in the room. We might as well get it out of the way first. I got Wolf Like Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. Get it out of the way, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know like that was like the hit. So that, I mean, number one, that tells you something. It jumped out to me, the new ear. All right.
Yeah, it's a lot of their songs, as Jenny sort of alluded to as well, do take a bit of time to sort of hit, whereas that one hits you straight away. Sure.
I love how, like, yeah, it does, but, like, it also takes its time. Like,
yeah,
like
it's complex. Yeah,
right. They don't punch you in the face, but they also don't wait to like loop, you know, get you hooked in. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
And yeah, like, I mean, if anyone hasn't, there's a 2006 Letterman performance on YouTube of that song that is so cool. And this is a band where, I mean, almost like Radiohead, but where a lot of these songs take on a very different energy live. And Wolf Like Me, for as like intense as it is on record, the live version is just completely much rawer, more energetic, and it's such a cool song.
It's really funny that you're the one who jumped up and said that, because I was literally just going to say, Ben alluded to like the live performance of this, and like the energy of this song just on its own, like you said, just on album, is already something that I'm drawn to. Like, I can only imagine how it translates live, so I think I may have to seek that out. All right.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, also, this band, credit to them, they write so many cool songs about fucking that don't... like, what a great, you know, what a great energy they bring.
Yeah, yeah. I think I said something kind of similar with Block Party. Like, they have this kind of, like, dirty but romantic kind of feel to them, and I just absolutely love that.
All right, Adam.
Okay, so this, we've already touched on this one too, but I'm going to go there. There's a scene where Walter White is in the hardware store and he sees someone buying up a whole lot of stuff that it's quite obvious that they're looking to make meth. And he confronts him in the car park and tells him to stay out of his territory whilst this fantastic song is playing, DLZ.
Yeah, I got
100%.
Absolutely.
Hey. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, that's just an epic song. That album, Dear Science, Bill Now, is my favorite album. Every single song I could have taken off of Dear Science, it's a complete album to me.
Yeah, I chose a lot from that myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did too. And it's funny that when I asked, you know, the audience, what do you consider essential TV on the radio? A lot of times I get, you know, songs, which is what I'm after. Somebody on Threads said Dear Science and Seeds and just the albums. So that kind of says a lot to me right there. It's like, mm-hmm. No, it's the albums. And it's, and I think he also tagged on like one or two songs, but he specifically said these two albums. All right. Two for two. I mean, literally no, I mean this, literally no pressure, Jenny, but you're up.
Oh, you know, that just makes me want to fuck it up. I hope you know that. No, I think I'm going to go with this one because you kind of hinted at this one earlier in the show. Happy Idiot.
Yeah, man. I got that.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Hey.
All right. So maybe we're getting the heavy hitters early.
This one, that one got a lot of radio play here, actually. It was a bit of a a minor hit. There's a great tune.
This one,
yeah.
I feel like somebody answered Happy Idiot, but I can't remember who, where I saw it. This,
I mean, how could you not love the title alone, you know?
For starters, yeah. For sure. But again, like, to kind of the point each of you has made, like, about them being underrated, I think I kind of expected, like, somebody to specifically say, hey, this is an underrated band, number one, and two, like, I did expect to get a lot more response to it, and I didn't get it. First of all, I got none on Facebook, which is where I get most of the response for that question. It all came from threads, and it wasn't a ton. It was just, like, one person with, you know, four or five songs, a person with two albums and two songs, and then I think somebody else with, you know, a song or two. Not a lot. Not a lot of response. So I think we're doing something here.
I hope so.
Hopefully we're turning somebody on.
I hate this phrase, but, like, if you know, you know. I feel like TV on the Radio is kind of that type of band where if you know them, you fuck with them hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Frogs.
Ask Matt about that.
All right. Ben, you're up.
I'm thinking I aimed low. I'm thinking I should have guessed 6 or 7. Yeah. I'm going to go with Will Do.
Yes.
Let's see. Nope.
Oh, interesting.
No, to me as well. I swapped it out though for another song, not too long ago. So it was close, but no.
This is one of those situations where, like, especially the fact you said, "Oh, interesting," makes me wish I had a reason.
No, you know, I think my curiosity is that's like one of their, that's like the big one from that album. And so I would have thought that's interesting. That's cool. I mean, I don't have any beef.
What's hilarious about, because it's off of Nine Types of Life or Light, which I'm seeing now, like as I'm putting the list together. And what's funny is I don't remember being particularly drawn to that record, but like when I went back through, I had a lot from it. And then I found a lot of those songs really hard to cut. So that might have been where this song got lost, is the fact that I had so many from it, and I was just like, well, something's got to go, and this was probably one of them. So
it's interesting because this is not one of my favorite songs of theirs, but it's one that I think of as being a good intro song.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
All right, well, three of my top ones are already off the table, so. I'll go with the song where I knew I was in trouble, because it's like the second song in. I knew I was going to be in trouble. Staring at the Sun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't have it.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. It made my first pass. It really, at the last second, I was like, and I didn't have room. I ran out of space.
This is how you know that Ben is new, because, well, first of all, he's experienced his first what the fuck moment, which is great.
Yeah.
Very early in the show. But number two, like, a three is really good on a four person panel.
Yeah,
like it
yeah,
really yeah. is. But yeah, like that's, it's early on for you to be getting that. I love that. I mean, it's better to experience it now than later on a song that, like, is really going to hurt you.
So. I mean, it's already crazy to me. This is such a, I am so fascinated at what your list is of Staring at the Sun did not make it.
It 100% made the first pass. And like I said, at the last second, I was like, okay, where does this fit? And I was like, oh shit, I already have 20. Well, okay. Because I can't do that to myself. Like, I can't sit there and like, say, okay, I'm going to swap this one out. You know, I just have to say that's what it is.
At some point, your list is finished.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. All right.
I don't know if you guys experience this too, but when I'm listening to playlists over and over and over, there's certain songs that pop out and become those earworms that you just keep playing in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Staring at the Sun for me just was almost like a continual playing in my head.
Yeah,
it's such a great hook. It's one of the best hooks they've written, and that's saying something.
Yeah,
I'll go for it.
I will not have any argument against that song if it comes down to it at the end. 100%.
I'm curious what people's version preference is, because I really love the Young Liars with that like ooing intro before the band opens up, the like 20 seconds. But that's different than the first album version, which just dives right in.
Right. I took that one because, like I said, when that song started playing, I was like, well, shit. second song in, I already know I'm in trouble. Like, that's never a good sign for me. Basically, I picked that one specifically because I can point to that moment. Like, it gave me a moment. So, all right. Adam?
Okay, so I'm going to pick a song that brings in another influence that we haven't mentioned. And an album that the kind of pun here, but it's grown on me, and that's the album Seeds. And it's one of my favorite albums now. Laser Ray reminds me of Ramones. Very much Ramones like song. Straight out rock and roll song. Laser Ray.
I got it.
I do not. I'm sorry.
I do not. I echo everything you said. That's a brilliant album. I do not have it though.
All right. Two. Clinging on to life, but barely. All right. Jenny?
All right. Well, let me see if I can just fuck up the mood for everybody. I'll go with an influence that we did talk about, and this is not something I would normally do. But their cover of Mr. Greaves, I thought was fucking phenomenal. And I respect it whenever somebody does like a completely original take on an existing song, like something that obviously influenced them and they just did it totally different. So Mr. Greaves.
I don't got it.
I don't have it, but I agree with you 100%, Jenny. And I had it on my list. And I was going to bring it up at the end of the podcast if no one did, because it deserves to be listened to by people. It is a reinvention of a song. It's arguably better than the original. It's amazing.
Yeah, I echo all that. I don't have it, but it's genius. And it's like that, the balls it takes to do a Pixies cover, but then to just... I mean, blow it out of the water, as you said, like kind of trump the original. I don't know any other band that could do that.
Right.
When's the last time that happened? Jimi Hendrix with Bob Dylan? Right? Like, I respect the pick. And honestly, like normally you could say, oh, Justin just didn't pick it because it's a cover. No, like it had nothing to do with that. It just didn't make it. Like it had it. Mm-hmm. I can't say it wasn't on any of my passes. I don't have a reason. So,
I mean, I don't normally choose covers either, just because I want to focus on the songs that are, you know, that they wrote that mm-hmm. are important to them. But this one just really stood out to me as, you know, one in a million cover.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I get that. All right, Ben.
Well, kind of bouncing off of that. I mean, they have this. Almost doo-wop-y influence that pops up in their music in really interesting mm-hmm. ways. I do not imagine this one's going to make the cut, but it's one of my favorite things they've ever done, and it's Ambulance.
Holy shit, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, I'm the odd man out, but a three is pretty much as close to getting in as you can be.
That was going to be my next one to say, actually. I love
it. Wow. I'm actually kind of shocked you guys all had that. I was like, I'm going to pick this. This is fucking weird. I love it.
I mean, this is a you know, push me over with a feather moment, because I feel like I'm almost, I know I had it on my first pass. I can't remember if this made it to the 26 where I had to just kind of throw things out, or if this was one I had to painstakingly pick to take out. But I know it was on my list initially, so. All right. I feel like maybe the quote unquote easy ones are all out there. I'll go with the audience. The audience gave me one other song here that I can try to find you guys with. How about I Was a Lover?
Yes.
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 Oh.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
All right. What does that put us at? Wow. Four? Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
I think
it's four.
That is very good for a four-person panel.
I'm gonna laugh if you get the last pick.
Like
still,
I said,
there's still a few hits, potential hits, I think.
Yeah, likewise.
Mm-hmm.
This keeps happening to me this year. I keep trying to pick against, and
hilarious.
It's like the world just wants to put the pressure on me.
I mean, this will come up a fair bit, but this is where you really start to hear the Prince. Mm-hmm. Influenced as well. It really starts to come in on this song and quite a few others after this point in their career.
Definitely. And it's where it also, I think, they're one of the few bands that can write political and like anti-war music, and it ages well. Yeah. And doesn't ever sound like corny or heavy-handed. Mm. It's always, mm-hmm. It always hits you.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
I do also love that it is very... This is one of those moments where, like, I kind of got Radiohead vibes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that was me. Adam?
Okay. What do I want to go? Okay, I'm going to go back to Dear Science. And a song that before we did this, I would have said I liked it, but it probably wasn't one of my top songs, and it's become one of my favorite songs. And I don't expect others to necessarily have it. Red Dress.
No.
That was a very painful cut for me.
I'll save you, Adam. I got it.
It just kept coming back. It's just so funky. It kept coming back for me, and I couldn't knock it out. So, yeah, at least it got two.
Yeah, it's got two. Hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all their songs are great.
Yeah,
I'm so hard.
Here's what I want.
Yeah. This whole list is way more difficult than I expected.
Here's what I want. Know. Somebody at some point to go through every episode of Deprogrammed and do a It Was So Good or It's So Good count. Because that's the natural, I mean, it's the natural thing. Cause like, you feel like you're attacking somebody when you don't have it, but it's like, no, I think that's a really great song. I just don't, sorry. All right. Jenny.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with this one. This was one of the first times that I said, you know what? Fuck yeah. I have to put this song. And you know, the fuck yeah approach is something that I have to do when mm-hmm. it's a very difficult decision to yep. make. You just kind of go through and say, absolutely has to be there. Caffeinated Consciousness.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I got it.
Yes.
No, I had it on my shortlist, but no.
That was one of my last cuts today.
Oh.
I know. That's brutal.
This makes me really
it's
happy.
So good.
This makes me really happy because I thought I was picking an oddball. I was like, you know what? I want to throw this. I want this curveball in here. Like, this was literally number 20. I had it up against, I don't remember what. I don't know if it's come up yet. Maybe it hasn't. But it was this song or another one. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with the weird one. And then here we are. Like, all right.
So if you haven't noticed this already, go and play In Excess, Guns in the Sky. It's very close. Very close to that song.
Oh,
if you know that song, I don't know. It's
I
very
don't.
Close to that song.
Oh.
So yeah, Guns in the Sky, and play them back to back. I actually did it for friends last night to show. We're talking about songs that sound like other songs, and I went, "Well, actually, here's one," and they picked it straight away. So yeah,
funny.
It's still a great track. But yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I
did choose another TV on the Radio song basically just because it sounded exactly like something else, and I'll pick
yeah,
that
right.
one next.
All right, Ben.
There's a couple here that I think we actually might all have, but I'm going to save those. And I'm fairly confident my two favorite TV and the Radio songs are not going to make it. So I'm going to get one on the way now. And that's Blind.
I got it.
Oh, shit.
No, sorry.
I mean, you know, a two is nothing to sneeze at.
Another one I'll say, if you haven't, check out, there's a live performance of that song from like 2005, and it's a banger. Like, it's a hard in the paint rock song. They just go off, and it's a completely different tone to the album, but it works. I mean, lyrically, it's still, the vibe somehow persists, but it's a really cool rendition.
I don't know where to go. How about, you know what? Let's go to Cookie Mountain. How about Dirty Whirl?
Oh, I got it. I fucking love that song.
Yes.
I cut that, but that I would be very happy if that made it. I mean, that was one of my early favorites.
All right, there we go. It's a three. And just for a status update, I think we're up to 7 with the threes.
Yeah.
So the right now, all the threes would be in. The conversation would be between the twos. But there's plenty of gameplay out here. All right, Adam?
I might stay on Return to Cookie Mountain because I haven't picked a song off there, I don't think, yet. So, and just a bit of a sprawling epic of a song. Showing also Tunde. I don't know how to say the lead singer's name. Is it Tunde?
It's Tunde.
Tunde's amazing vocal range, and that is Blues from Down Here.
Mm. No, sorry.
No, I don't have it.
That's such a banger, and that was one of my last cuts. Mm. That's painful. So good, though.
Ben's getting a lot of those, like, really great first-time deprogrammed things, like the brutality of breaking somebody's heart because it was one of your last ones.
It is, I know. You'd asked me 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
The way I try and reconcile it is the more misses we have, the more songs we talk about.
Also true.
So there you go.
That's true. That makes it harder.
Yeah.
All right, Jenny?
All right, so like I said, I picked a song specifically because it reminded me of something else. Because the other song is kind of, I wouldn't say problematic. The person is problematic. The song Golden Age sounds so much like Thriller to me.
Oh. and
it really hooked me in. I was like, it has that same kind of groove to it. And I was like, you know what? I'll put it on the list. Let's go.
I got it.
Yes. Yep.
That was my last cut.
All right. It's a three, though. So it gets to live to see another day.
Sometimes, like, I find myself looking for music that sounds like Michael Jackson because he wrote some really great stuff, but it's hard to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Ben?
I'm going to go for a Seeds track that I think is one of their, I think it's a classic. I think it's fantastic. It grabbed me the first time I heard it. That's Trouble.
Nope.
I had it.
No.
I swapped it out for something.
Oh, man. And now Ben gets the
first time. Here comes Trouble, Ben.
First time in the bin. Welcome to the bin. It's official. You're a deprogrammed panelist.
And it's cool. It's really good that it's on a song called Trouble, I
think. Yep.
That's true.
Yep. Okay, let's see. What do I got left here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I still have 9. So we've still got a good couple of rounds left yet.
Yeah.
Have I not? I'll try to find you guys on Seeds since we're there. How about Careful You?
Yes.
No.
I swapped that one out for another Siege track.
All right. It's a two, though. I will not complain about a two, even if it ultimately does not make the combo. All right, Adam.
Okay, so I'm going to pick the song which I swapped back in when I took Trouble out. And it's from their first album, the first Desperate Youths by Thirsty Babes. Great title, by the way. And my notes for this song is that it's bluesy and boozy. and it's just got horns all the way through it, and it's The Wrong Way.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't have that one.
Man, that was a painful, painful cut. I'm wishing I kept it.
Yeah.
I looked at that one very hard at the last minute.
You know, it's funny. Like I said before, like the second song is where I knew I was in trouble, but like obviously I had the first song as well. And usually that's where I like to start because, you know, it's a good, you know, hey, this is kind of what you're in for. But I didn't find that was necessary with this band because, like I said, by the second song, I'm like, oh God, like it's already not what that was. Like it's already something else. So, but
they know how to open albums, though, don't they?
They absolutely do.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. All awesome.
You know, I want to say with this one song, the reason I cut it is actually because of the live version, because I can't. I have too much, like, I wish they recorded it like the live version. Right. So that's another recommendation to check out is the full. Yeah.
I got to get eyeballs on these guys. All right. Jenny?
I have no idea where to go next. Okay, so I mentioned this earlier, and I love that, like, it's kind of thirsty, but also very romantic. And this one actually happened to mention Wild Boars, which was a bonus point for me.
Wild Boars.
Poppy.
Oh. No.
No, good pull.
I feel like that one's like jumping out at me, so it clearly must have been on my first pass. I don't know where it fell out is the problem.
It happens.
Yeah. All right, Ben?
This is one that now two separate people have said this was the song that all the other ones I played for them, they were like, eh, and this was the one that got them into TV and the radio. And it's A Method.
Hmm. No.
I think so.
Wow, such a good song. No.
Boom. Okay. Well, let's... 'cause I think I've only got like 6 left. 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I got 7 left. I'm thinking maybe we do 2 more rounds and then we'll dump out from there.
I've got 10 left.
Oh, no. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. 6, I think. Yeah.
I honestly don't know which of these has the best chance. So I'm just going to go halfway down my list to... coincidentally, Halfway Home.
Yes.
Yes.
I got cut. That's excruciating. I love that. And I cut it because I didn't think it was going to make it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Again, opening track, just absolute banger.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good tone setters. They know how to set the tone for the next record very, very well. Let's see. I think these twos are pretty close to being dead. So, all right, Adam.
Okay, I'm gonna go with another opening track. The Seeds opening track, Quartz.
Oh, fuck yeah!
one of my favorite songs of theirs.
No.
Nope.
Ah.
Again, I don't have a reason. It just didn't make it. So, apologies. It just
yeah. At the end, I was like, I was looking at my list and I was like, man, I can't add any more. What am I gonna do? I guess okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. Again, at some point, your list has to be finished. So.
Yeah. Apparently, that's like 5 minutes before the show.
All right, Jenny.
Okay. So it turns out Dear Science is one of my favorite albums as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Family Tree.
Yes.
No, it was on my long list, but no.
Mm-hmm. No.
I love it though.
So haunting.
Yes.
Two, not dead.
And it's crazy how like they do like that kind of slow, not ballady, but it's, you know, just that slow sound really well. But then they also will just kick you right in the face with guitars in mm-hmm. the next track, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's back to back with Red Dress, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's like Golden Age and then Family Tree. I don't know.
That would
yeah, yep. That would
probably yeah. explain it. Because I had Red Dress, so. All right. Let's see. Family Tree was Jenny, so Ben.
I'm going to go, all right, let's stick with Dear Science. I'm going to go with another haunting song that is, I think is very, very beautiful, is Love Dog.
Do I have it? No.
Nope.
That was one that I agonized over as well. And in the end, DLZ came in, well, was in, and knocked. Could have thought maybe I won't have both of those in, but I'm not sure why I thought that, but it's no logic.
I mean, yeah. it made sense at the time.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll call this our last round. We're struggling here. So, Shoot. How about from Nine Types of Light? How about second song?
Yes.
No.
All right.
Sadly.
That's all right.
Another banger opener.
And we take a two, number one.
Yeah, there's a Prince influence massively on that one.
Oh, yeah.
We are in for it on this conversation, all these twos. All right.
Well, they're still in, are they? Oh.
I think barely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. One of these two still has a chance.
Oh, wow.
But
there's a song that hasn't no one said yet. I'm surprised by.
And also, it doesn't matter because if we don't get any more unanimous, Adam has pick number 10 anyway. So,
pressure's
on. All right.
Far out.
So let's see.
Oh, wow.
Second song was me, so Adam, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to throw out my last one that I've got on Dear Science, and it's just funky and hooky as hell. Dancing Shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nope.
Oh, wow.
That's just not the twos out.
Yep.
That was going to be my next pick. I don't know what to choose now.
All right. Well, pressure's on. Choose. <Shit.
laughs> How about Winter from Seeds?
Nope. Love it, though.
No. Nope. Yeah, me too. It was on my long list, but no.
I do not.
I've only got two left, by the way.
Wow.
Almost out.
All right. And Ben.
I've got like 5 or 6 left. I mean, there's a couple here that I really love, but they're long songs, and I'm guessing no one got them. So I'm going to go with this is one I think is such a, again, like a classic one. It's like a staple of all their live sets, and that's Young Liars.
Nope.
I cut that one. I cut that one, unfortunately.
All right. So I'll dump out from here, and this is where the kid finally hits the bin, because there's no way at least one of you has all 5 of these. But this would be a record-setting performance by your boy if one of you has each of these. I'll go from top to bottom. Bomb Yourself.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No.
Okay, there it is. I finally hit the bin. Hours.
Oh fuck! I love that song, but no.
Oh, just a light cut. No.
All right, Province.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no.
A little conversation, at least.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. How about could you?
I have that one.
Yes.
So good, I don't have it.
And I only got one last chance at... Oh, wait, we can't, because I think you're officially out, aren't you, Adam?
Oh, I am out now. Yeah.
Okay,
just took my last one.
My last one is Satellite.
Oh, I love that one. I don't have it.
You know what? I did pretty good. I think I did like 17 out of 20.
Damn, son.
Damn.
Yeah. We officially have 4 unanimous. So Adam is going to win our final say. But, and he's out. So just, do you want to make the conversation? Well, I guess technically all you can do is 2s from here, Jenny. But still,
yeah.
You want to dump them out?
Sure. Repetition.
A late cut.
They always are. Seeds title track. And Wash the Day Away.
All top tier songs. Yeah, I don't have any of those. Yeah, my last ones were Keep Your Heart, Killer Crane, Lover's Day. And my other tied for favorite radio, TV on the radio song is Tonight.
Yeah. They're all good. Yeah.
I think all of my notes on all of the ones that you just mentioned were ones that I cut because they were just kind of too slow and they built a little bit not as quickly as some other ones. So I said, you know, I have to, you know, grasp at straws at some point and say, this is why I'm going to cut it.
So. Yeah, I didn't think they'd make it. But I want to give him a shout out anyway.
All right. That's the one that didn't make it up there. I see you. I see you now. Okay. So 4 unanimous, which is very good. Wolf Like Me, DLZ, Happy Idiot, I Was a Lover. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 threes. So, I guess basically because we've got room for 6, I guess, we pick 5 and Adam picks 1. Like, if it was just 7, I could just say, well, Adam, you pick the one that's out, but it's 8, which means we do have to converse further. Okay, so here's our 3s. Staring at the Sun, Ambulance, Dirty Whirl, Golden Age, Halfway Home, Dancing Choose, Province, and Could You. All right, so I'll ask you first, Adam. Is there one there that's kind of jumping out at you that was like, man, that really probably should have been unanimous?
Staring at the Sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's do that. Same question to you, Jenny.
Well, that was going to be my pick. let's see. I kind of feel like Dancing Shoes. That's the kind of the one that's standing out to me the most.
All right. Boom. All right, same question to you, Ben. Is there one that you can't believe didn't get 4 of those 3s?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Dancing Choose, I would second that one, and Province.
All right. Province.
Yeah, that one was really, really close for me.
Yeah. And, you know, David Bowie. I mean, I know he's a backup vocals, but you got to have that in there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that brings us up to what? 7? 7. Okay, so we got 2 more here. I'll tell you which one I'm looking at. It's one that I'm the odd man out on. And you guys were so shocked because it was kind of a weird choice. And the fact that the 3 of you had it, and I know for a fact it was like on my first pass, I'm looking at Ambulance. I mean, at this point,
I can't argue.
I mean, just for the excitement that you had when it got put out there, and the fact that I was the only one holding it back. So
it is it's a cappella as well, isn't the whole thing, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it is. It's just it definitely, I agree with that one, Justin. It's great.
All right.
It's just something different as well. And it just shows how talented they are. Yeah. Just it's raw talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're getting into the nitty gritty here. Ninth pick. We've got Dirty World, Golden Age, Halfway Home, and Could You. I wonder if the question is, we'll leave Adam out of this because he's got final say. So it's between the three of us. Is there one that you'd be leaning towards, Jenny, or is there one that you think has kind of outlived its welcome?
As much as I like Cookie Mountain, I think we have pretty good representation from that. And it physically pains me to say that we should not consider Dirty World at this point.
Okay. All right. So then that makes it a slight bit easier. So we got Golden Age, Halfway Home, and Could You. Ben, is there one that you're leaning towards out of those three?
I mean, on a personal, personal fave note, I really love Halfway Home.
Mm.
That one's such a personal favorite. It's hard for me to be objective about it. But that's where I lean.
Well, it should be noted, it's a personal favorite, right? And you left it off, but everybody else had it. So
yeah,
it kind of speaks to, you know, how it draws. Do you have any objection there, Jenny?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that's song number 9. And then that leaves us to Adam, your final say. Again, you can pick a 3 if you like, which of course your boy would prefer, but there are no real restrictions other than it has to be a TV on the radio song.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to... If I was to pick a 2, if I was, so I'm not saying I'm picking this, it would be Red Dress. But I feel like, have we only got one song from Seeds in our list, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. Happy Idiot, yep.
Mm-hmm. And that album is probably neck and neck with Dear Science for me as my favourite. I've started to collect some vinyl, and I'm keen to get that one on vinyl because I think it would just be a great one to chuck on.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much energy. And so I would like to bring Could You into the top 10.
Love to hear it.
Yes.
We love to hear
great.
It.
Love it.
All right, so let's run this down.
Golden Age. I'm sorry about Golden Age, but yeah, it's a great song, but you can't have them all.
Look, like I said, I mean, for me to say Dirty World should be counted out, I felt it in my gut when I said that.
All right, let's give the rundown here, and then we'll crank up the heat a little bit more. Wolf Like Me, DLZ, Happy Idiot, I Was a Lover, Staring at the Sun, Dancing Choose, Province, Ambulance, Halfway Home, Could You. Out of those 10,
wow.
Adam, yeah, out of those 10, which one do you think is the one?
That is such a, we've done well, I reckon. That's a great list to put on. Thinking about the most immediate song still, the one that really jumps out, I think it is Wolf Like Me, even though that's probably the predictable answer, but that's probably my answer.
What do you think, Jenny?
I have to agree. I mean, it's definitely their biggest hit, I think. But, you know, I think it sounds like we all got roped in mm-hmm. from that song. So it's hard to argue against it because, if it worked for us, then it might work for other people who listen to it.
All right. And again, new person, so I like to explain it to the audience at large as well. The song that we choose here will go on to represent TV on the Radio in our Best Of episode next year. So we're selecting which song is the one that would draw somebody in. So, Ben, with that in mind, which song would be the one?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Wolf Like Me. It's got to be, especially because you get in that bridge when you get Kip's background vocals and that, their two voices, their contrasting styles and just the wall of noise and all of it. It's like that song captures so much of what makes TV on the Radio TV on the Radio. It's got to be that.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to love when it's easy at this part. A lot of times it can get heated at this point. But nah, it's that one because, like Jenny said, it's the one that did the trick for the three of you. It was the one that kind of like locked me in. So yeah, it's Wolf Like Me. All right, let's run down one last go here. Wolf Like Me, DLZ, Happy Idiot, I Was a Lover, Staring at the Sun, Dancing Shoes, Province, Ambulance, Halfway Home, and Could You rounds out our 10. Let's let Wolf Like Me get a moment in the sun here. I love here, like I didn't even catch this until I just turned the song back up. There is something beachy about it. Like it like kind of like I could hear this on GTA. Like
yeah,
I don't know what the channel is, the one that plays waves all the time. Why is it Vinewood Boulevard Radio? Like I could hear this on that station easily.
And he is on, like, I think he's just a voice on one of the songs, Speed Lines.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that song. Yep. Wow. I love that song.
Yeah.
All right. We have done it. We turned you on to TV on the Radio, and hopefully, as mentioned many, many times on this episode, we did, because even me, like, who had never heard of them, I feel like maybe I should have. Like, I feel like this is a band that I'm surprised not more people go, Justin, you should be in. I know I've said that doesn't work for me, but I'm surprised that nobody's kind of given that push for this band on me, because it is, I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily my wheelhouse, but it's pretty adjacent, and it's very apparent how talented this band is. So give them a chance. And we've given you a great starting point. If you want to come play, it's really this simple. Go to legionofstupid.com, click on podcast, click on deprogrammed. Halfway down, there's a sign-up sheet. Tell me what band you want to talk about. More on this as it develops. We're good until like September, I think. But if you're listening to this post-2024, who knows? It could be anything could be happening at this point. But for now, that's where you go. Sign up for a band. Tell me who you want to talk about, and I will rope you in. And I want to also take this point out. There are a bunch of people who have signed up that I have not reached out to yet. Either your panel hasn't been filled yet, and that's why you haven't heard from me, or the even more likely, I'm swamped. Like, it's trying to land these panels and, you know, get recording dates, and it's been a lot. So your boy is just trying to make some space. So you will be hearing from me soon. I promise. You'll probably get an email that says, hey, here's our Discord. Come jump in. You can join the Discord right there from legionofstupid.com. There's an icon. Click that icon. It'll take you to it. And you can jump in. And there's a deprogram channel. There's channels for all the other podcasts that we do. You can hop in there. There's a counting channel, which I highly recommend. Please, no bits. We do not allow bits. Do not do bits. As a matter of fact, there's even a channel that says, please, no bits. You can jump in that channel and not do bits, because no bits are allowed there. All sorts of stuff to do in the Legion of Stupid Discord. You can do that. You can also get access to different channels in the Legion of Stupid Discord by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. It'll get you deprogrammed before the rest of the world. As I mentioned, it'll get you special access to channels in the Discord. It'll get you the conversations we're about to have called After the Fact. And oh, hi, Justin, on occasion when I have enough space and time in my life to be able to record one. All those things happen at patreon.com/ohhijustin. Of course, we are a podcast. Wherever you're listening, subscribing, rating, commenting would be greatly appreciated. If you're listening on Spotify, 5 stars would be awesome. Also, on every episode, I try to attach a Q&A, which I ask, hey, what do you consider essential band X? On this one, obviously, we talked about TV on the Radio. You can jump in with your favorite TV on the Radio songs. You can say anything about the episode. Hey, you guys picked this song. That's dumb. You know, whatever you want to do. I'd appreciate if you kept it positive, but you don't have to. Hey, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, same thing. 5 stars and a review would be super helpful. Supposedly, it helps the algorithm. I know for a fact it does on Spotify. I'm not sure if it does on Apple Podcasts, but wherever you're listening, it would be appreciated. Of course, sharing is caring, and the absolute best way you can help this show is by telling somebody that you listen to it. Hey, I listened to you programmed. You can too. And with that, TV on the radio. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.